On the line now, I have David Moore, of course, as you know him as well. He's the chairman of Astronomy Ireland. Good afternoon, David. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's terrific. Great sound.
Good.
We're going to talk about the International Observe the Moon Night. But before we do, just before I brought you on air, I was talking about the brightness of the sky, the planet I've been watching over the past couple of months, and you were saying it's going to be another couple of years before we see it again. You can be seen with the naked eye.
Yeah, in fact, unfortunately, a couple of decades, because it's the planet Mars. And although it comes close to the Earth every two and a bit years, its closeness every two and a bit years varies over a 15 to 17 year cycle. And this year was the closest it's going to be for one of those long cycles. And we won't have it this close, and therefore as bright, until 2035. So we've a long wait before we see Mars this bright again. So every evening after sunset, look in the south, fairly low down, and you'll see this extremely bright orangey-red coloured star, bright than all the stars in the sky. That's actually the planet Mars, and we'll see it for at least the rest of the year, though it was technically closest on July 31st. And we're going to show Mars, even though it's not the star attraction, at tomorrow night's Observe the Moon Night that NASA are organising worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we talk about that, there's just two questions I want to ask you. First of all, the new movie, First Man. My son went to see it the other night, very, very impressed, and he said it's something you have to see in the cinema and to realise spectacular element attached to it. It was like going up in a tin can, he said, and fixing stuff with spanners and all that. It's he just said it was a wonderful experience. Would you be interested in going and see that now?
Well, in fact, we had a sneak preview thanks to Universal Studios, who ran a competition with us on our Facebook page, and we got about a dozen people along to see it before everybody else.
Wow.
So anyone who follows us on social media, there are always little treats like that. We did it with the movie Gravity,
mm-hmm.
with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, who got killed off very early. Was that a spoiler alert? hopefully not. And I'm sure there'll be lots of other sci-fi movies with obviously space is an ongoing theme in the movie industry, which is great for us. And yeah, it was terrific to see.
But this being a factual one, though, David, you know, based on
yeah,
real events.
Exactly. Gravity wasn't, and there were lots of interesting problems with gravity. But then, you know, it's Hollywood. It's not meant to be a factual account.
Mm-hmm.
And this one focuses more on Neil Armstrong, the man, than, say, the Apollo missions. I mean, it is First Man. It's not First NASA or First Apollo or anything like that. But there's plenty of space in there. Best place to see it, where we saw it, is in IMAX, because the actual landing scenes on the moon were all shot specifically for IMAX, with the highest resolution, detail, impressiveness that you can get as a cinema experience. Mm. So if you get a chance to see it in IMAX, that's the one to try and watch. And for us as astronomers, lots of science in there. Of course, some of us know the story fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
And that next year, it's the 50th anniversary. We're doing a documentary with RTE Radio about all this. And, of course, as I said, Universal Studios, at least in Ireland, they should rename the movie First Irishman, because, of course, Neil Armstrong was Irish.
There you go. There's always something there, Irish, isn't there? And the amount of people that we have in NASA and, indeed, in astronomy and in physics across the board is astounding. It's absolutely great. If anybody wants any information at all about anything to do with astronomy and about the events and the lectures you have coming up, and especially about the International Observe the Moon Night, look up. You're still there, David, yeah?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Sorry, I heard a beep. Astronomy.ie. And the second question I want to ask you, because it's coming up to Halloween, anything in astronomy that, you know, the way we talked about Christmas and astronomy and all that, is anything in Halloween that's relevant to astronomy?
Well, I mean, there's lots of events coming up. International Observe the Moon Night is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in our headquarters in Blanchardstown. We'll be setting up some powerful telescopes to look not just at the craters on the moon, but deep inside them, at the mountains inside the craters. It's an amazing experience for the whole family. I mean, I've been watching the moon for decades, and you could still spend hours studying the surface. There's so much detail to see. And as I said, we're going to give people a sneaky look at Mars, even though it's moving away from us now. You can actually see the ice caps in detail on Mars still. I was doing it last night with one of the telescopes, getting ready for the event. So astronomy.ie for that. Then we have an international speaker coming over from France, He's an acclaimed space artist who does a lot of these space scene simulations from, in a scientific way, an artist's impression of those kind of things. He's giving a special talk on November the 5th for us in Trinity College. Everyone's welcome, again on astronomy.ie. And our Christmas lecture in December is Niamh Shaw. Niamh's been touring the world with a show about astronomy. You've probably seen her on TV, heard her on radio. She's doing very well for herself, and she's going to give our Christmas lecture. So there's loads of events coming up. And in the sky, Mars is still there, and there's going to be a Christmas comet. Now, it won't be super spectacular, but for the first time in years, it should be bright enough to see with the naked eye. And the best time is around mid-December. It's only bright because it comes unusually close to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it won't last very long, a couple of weeks at its brightest. We'll be able to see it in telescopes for a few months. But mid-December, so all that will be in Astronomy Ireland magazine, where to find it. Do join Astronomy Ireland, the world's most popular astronomy club. We think it's a great magazine that we have. And you get, again, all the details on astronomy.ie, or come to the Moonwatch tomorrow night, and we'll give you an extra 13 back copies of the magazine to celebrate a thing we've been doing since our 25th anniversary, giving people 25 magazines for the price of 12.
Wow, that's great. Absolutely great. Okay, and you're encouraging scout and school groups to come, but they should call ahead in order to,
they should,
to
yep.
get in.
I know we have at least one big school group coming, because they've specially organised it with us. Probably others at the office, Astronomy's office, have been organising. They don't tell me everything that goes on. There's too much happening in astronomy to keep up sometimes.
Okay, and the office is the headquarters in Blanchardstown, just off the M50, astronomy.ie. It's a terrific, the great work, and the interest is gathering and momentum as days go. I was going to say months and years, but as days are going on, the interest, especially with young people and astronomy, because it's attached to physics, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I give talks in schools all over the country. I was down in County Tipperary during the week. We'll be off to Roscommon next. Anywhere at all in the country. We were in Dublin the week before that. We don't neglect Dublin as well. But the one thing we tell the kids, it's a very real subject, because people like Elon Musk of PayPal, SpaceX, Tesla fame, multi-billionaire, Jeff Bezos set up a little company called Amazon.com. They're all spending billions on putting people in space. And jointly, they've said they're going to put 1 million people on Mars by the end of this century. And that's one of the biggest statements that's come out so far, this statement, because when people at that success level, the richest people in the world, are putting their money where their mouth is and making these kind of statements, they haven't just said this as a whim. They've got a long-term plan. So it's going to happen. There's going to be great jobs in space. And anyone studying space, who doesn't think that the future of the human race lies in space? It's the early days yet. It's like when the aviation industry was getting off the ground. Look at it now. Right now, as we speak, there's over 1 million people in the sky on jets flying around the world. It's a trillion, multi-trillion euro a year business. Mm-hmm. And space will be just like that this time next century for sure. And by the people on Mars by the 2030s, if they have their way. And I tell the kids that means the first person to set foot on Mars is probably in school today. They'll get the degree, graduate, bit of experience, apply for the job, be selected, and put their foot on the surface, just like Neil Armstrong did. And there'll be another first, could be a first woman on Mars. Hollywood will be making a movie about that later this century, I'm sure.
I'm sure indeed. And with the advance of technology, it looks like things are happening much sooner rather than later, the way we would have thought maybe 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, the pace of progress is scary sometimes. And nobody really knows what the future holds, but there are serious plans on getting people to Mars. Even Trump is not holding back NASA, and he's directed them to start a base orbiting the moon to begin with. And that's a stepping stone then to Mars. And, you know, the Americans realize the benefit that having a high-tech space industry is to their economy. It's what drove the electronics industry. The joke about Apollo landing on the moon is that, you know, you needed rooms full of computers back then. Mm-hmm. And they had to develop things like microelectronics to keep the weight down so they could have computers on board the Apollo mission. And we're all reaping the benefit with our laptops, computers, desktop computers, weren't dreamt of until then. They thought there'd be a few computers the size of buildings in the world that would do all of mankind's computing for them. Look how wrong they got that. Mm-hmm. We all got more power in the Apollo missions, you know, in our pockets.
Okay, and you're keeping, with Astronomy Ireland, you're keeping everybody up to date with everything that's going on, and people can look up the website and get texts and all sorts of things to do with the magazine and all the events, as you mentioned there. It's coming up around the next couple of months, Christmas and all that, the lectures and the special people that you have coming over. But you can check out the magazines and the special offers you have there as well, especially schools and scout groups. And look up astronomy.ie. Always a pleasure to talk to you, David. Thanks you very much for coming on. I hope to talk to you in a few weeks' time as well. We'll have an update on all those lectures coming up and special events.
Thanks very much. All the best.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
And
that's, bye. And that's David Moore, Chairman of Astronomy Ireland. Astronomy.ie. That's the website to go to. Exciting. It's getting more exciting, as I said there, as the days and days go on.